There's nothing better than sitting outside on a balmy summer's evening listening to good music, is there? But what about those times long ago when one was closeted indoors listening to the radio? David Clayton is here with his own personal bit of nostalgia, thinking back to the days of pirate radio broadcasting.
Not much puts a lump in my throat and gets me all emotional-like, but if you play me the closed-down recording of Pirate Radio London from 3 p.m. on August the 14th, 1967, I'll not be able to speak, and an embarrassing tear might just well up in the corner of my eye. I was a huge fan of the Pirates, particularly Wonderful Big L, as it was known. The DJs were my mates and seemed to be having so much fun out there on the North Sea playing the hits of the day. It helped I was bang in the middle of my formative teenage years. Then the government shut them all down with the introduction of the Marine Offences Broadcasting Act. I was distraught and angry. I had a summer job selling ice creams and seaside rock on Galston Seafront. A transistor radio I'd bought with my first week's wages was sitting on top of the ice cream fridge, keeping me company, tuned to Big L and playing the heady music of 1967's so-called Summer of Love. I persuaded my mother to make me a black armband to wear on that fateful closed-down day, much to the puzzlement of the customers. I'm not sure many shared my grief. As the 0 hour of 3 p.m. loomed, I almost begged the customers to stay away. My Radio London fell silent, but just down the road, well, so to speak, Radio Caroline kept going. I was 14 and would have run away to join the Pirates. Andy Archer was a bit older than me, and did. Now retired from the microphone, Andy made his name around here on Radio Orwell, BBC Radio Norfolk and BBC Radio Suffolk, but he was primarily one of the pirate elite back in the day, and carried on when the station shut down 50 years ago. Like me, he was a huge fan of Radio London and agrees the Pirates filled a big demand for pop music, which the BBC was largely ignoring. We had Radio Luxembourg, which came on at 7 p.m, but the reception was awful. The BBC did things like Midday Spin, but pop music was sparse. Andy says when the Pirates came along in 1964, it was fantastic. He's right. There was a 1960s pop music explosion. Blame it on the Beatles if you like, but the BBC was devoting so little airtime to the music we were buying. As the bulk of the offshore stations stopped, Andy was lobbying on behalf of the Free Radio Association for unrestricted commercial radio. He decided he simply had to be a pirate DJ and virtually camped out in Radio Caroline's London offices for days. Eventually he was taken on with an American DJ, Bud Ballou, and was flown out to Amsterdam in October 1967, from where he had to join the Caroline ship still moored off the Frinton coast. He was joining people like Johnny Walker and Robbie Dale. This meant tortuously rough North Sea crossings from Holland to get back to the Essex coast, but that was the only legal way of doing it. This he did for the winter of 1967 into 1968 before Caroline was forced to close for financial reasons. Andy remembers being the last person on air up until 2 a.m. At 5 a.m. a tug came to tow the ship back to Holland, and that was that. Meanwhile, the BBC had filled the pirate gap as best it could with Radio 1 and took on a good few pirate DJs, and there'll be more about this in next month's Let's Talk. Andy managed to get an 8-guinea fee every now and again doing the interviews on the Radio 1 Club live broadcasts, and producer Derek Chinnery said he'd keep an eye out for something more permanent to give to Andy. He kept his promise. Andy was working in a Midland nightclub, but had taken a call to go back on the waves to join Radio North Sea International. Off he went, just as the nightclub sent a telegram to find Andy in Amsterdam. They'd had a call from Radio 1 for him. For reasons Andy never worked out, the telegram never reached him. There was a gap on Radio 1 for the afternoon show vacated by Dave Cash, and Chinnery wanted Andy. He heard nothing, and in the end gave the show to Terry Wogan. The rest, as they say, is history. When he found out what he'd missed, a hotel bar in Amsterdam took the full force of Andy's disappointment. He went on to broadcast again offshore, and he's famous for inventing a word. It was not unknown for radio fans to take trips out to see the pirate ships. On observing a bunch of them, while having a live mic up on the deck for a change, Andy used a description of what they all seemed to be wearing to keep warm and dry, and welcomed so many anoraks, a word we all now use for those over-enthusiastic fans of pretty much anything.